Well, the Taoiseach Simon Harris is expected to call a general election in the next few days. It's expected it'll be held on Friday, the 29th of November. We should have confirmation on whether that is the case or not later in the week. But already political parties are ramping up their spending on billboards and bus shelters right across the country, and also online, where hundreds of thousands of euro will be spent by candidates and parties trying to get your eyeballs to look at them before you go into a polling station to cast your ballot. And to give us an insight into some of that online activity, we're joined by Liz Carolyn, author at thebriefing.ie, a newsletter on technology and politics in Ireland, which is well worth a read. Liz, thanks for coming in to talk to us again today. Firstly, we know the parties spent large sums of money online advertising ahead of the local and European elections in June. What can you tell us about spending in the run-up to this election?
Yeah, they spent about 750,000 in the run-up to the local and Europeans. And when you look at the same period, basically, that we're in, presuming that date, and compare the two elections, we're a little bit above that, especially I think Sinn Féin are nearly spending about double at the moment than they did last time out. So in October, there was about 130,000 euro spent on Meta alone. So that's Instagram and Facebook. About 50,000 of that by Sinn Féin, 20,000 by Fianna Fáil, 15,000 by Fine Gael. And these are all kind of rough enough figures. And then a kind of a long tail of the other candidates. So it's starting to ramp up.
What kind of ads then are they showing? What kind of ads are people seeing?
There's definite patterns between the parties, actually. So Fine Gael, interestingly, yesterday launched 68 ads, one for each candidate, for each constituency, that had the candidate running, standing behind Simon Harris. So actually kind of reflective of the billboards people might see about the place. Whereas Sinn Féin, they've switched. A couple of weeks ago, they were kind of in attack mode on the budget. They've now switched everything over, including their website, to health. Right. So they're clearly doing kind of classic strategy of taking one policy area at a time. Fianna Fáil, they seem to be a little bit more kind of scattered, a little bit more responsive stuff. Some introduction of candidates. Labour's is very interesting. They're running a very values based campaign, a lot of kind of language around their kind of slogan. But it's all kind of, I think they're really starting to switch over from testing out different messages to delivering those messages now.
And are they able to push those ads directly into the areas where, I mean, for example, the ads where you have a particular candidate featured, they can push those to the constituency that involves that candidate?
There are limits because you're kind of stuck with what the technology will let you do, and it recognises county borders. But for an example, it wouldn't know the difference between Dublin Central, Dublin Bay South, etc. So people may see on their feeds different things coming up which actually aren't that relevant to them, and that's a limitation that the party have to try and sort of deal with, which is why you may end up seeing more policy ads or a nearly kind of presidential style campaign. Like there's evidence of a little bit of that coming through, especially from Fine Gael and Sinn Féin.
And are we seeing any attack ads, or I mean, is that just not a feature of PRS-TV elections where candidates might not want to miss out on the possibility of getting transfers from a rival?
There's one or two popping up. It tends to be at the party level or kind of quote unquote government by opposition parties. I wonder if we will see that. There was bits and pieces of it emerged in the local and Europeans. It hasn't been a part of our campaigning. What we're seeing in the US is that it's not, you know, the official Kamala Harris, campaign who'll be putting out attack ads. They might create another body or another group that does kind of attacks for them, outsourcing. I wouldn't be surprised if that emerged as something that we see here this time round.
Now, you mentioned some of the parties positioning their leaders front and centre. Is that an indication that we're going to see a kind of a presidential style campaign being run online as well?
It seems to differ between the parties. Like I'm seeing Fianna Fáil, if you go onto their homepage now, they really put candidates front and centre, and that tends to sort of fit with, I think, they tend to have candidates who are probably a bit more established than Fine Gael, who maybe have some new candidates, and Sinn Féin, who do tend to put the leadership front and central, and nearly it can be hard enough for people to sort of get down a level beneath that. So I think we'll see different tactics and approaches, and we'll see what works.
Before we go, I suppose one indicator of the power of the online advertising world was the fact that we had hundreds, if not thousands, of people turning out on the streets of Dublin during the week for a Halloween parade that they expected to happen, which didn't happen at all. So it was a phantom Halloween parade. How did that actually happen, firstly? And secondly, the fact that so many people could be duped like that, what are the implications of something like that for our election?
So we're seeing essentially like a zombie internet emerging, very Halloween themed, especially with AI tools that can generate, you know, just vast quantities of information. Some of it they'll have scraped from the internet. Some of the events on that website were real, but they had 1,400 different sort of blogs and entries in there. I think what was likely to have happened is it will have jumped from that platform into social media feeds. I think some local businesses thought it was real and these kind of things happened. I think to me, it really shows the importance of the offline campaign, you know, and I say this as someone who looks at online campaigning, you know, and I'm sure it's happening to people listening out there. You're probably getting a knock on the door at some point from canvassers. And the value of that to our democracy is enormous. And they are volunteers, people giving up their time. And you know that they're real. You know that they are who they say they are. And I think, you know, last time the locals and Europeans, we did see a little bit of, now most people have a good experience most of the time, but we did see some
aggression,
rudeness, and that isn't really necessary. I think it's an important opportunity to get your point across, to challenge. But I do just think we all need to be civil and be a bit sound.
Be sound. That's the message. Liz Carolyn, author at thebriefing.ie, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today. We'll take a break. We're back with more after this.